Are you ready?
Are you?
Are you ready?
And I saw a meme going around social media recently. Superimposed over a picture of some sweet creation was the text. As an adult, I sometimes forget I can just get in my car and go and buy a cake and eat it whenever I want. Now, I'm not quite sure what ethical lesson I'm supposed to take from that, but it did remind me of this world of tasty temptation we walk into when we become adults. So I want to ask a panel of senior secondary students, how are you going to navigate this mouth-watering minefield and successfully put a healthy meal on your table? I'm going to ask, are you ready to feed yourself? And here is our panel.
Hi, I'm Cohen. I'm from Castlemaine Secondary College and I'm in Year 11.
Hi, I'm Ren Gillett. I'm from Upway High School and in Year 11.
And my name is Rafi. I go to Elwood College and I'm in Year 11.
Okay, well, we've got a clean sweep on the panel of Year 11, and Cohen's joined us from Regional Victoria in Castlemaine. Thank you so much, Cohen. Now, what was the last meal you cooked, Rafi?
Oh, I'd say breakfast. It was probably toast. Does that count as a meal?
No.
Okay. The last meal I cooked was last night. I cooked a couple of lunches for the week.
Was that just for yourself?
Yep.
Okay. Ren, what was the last meal you cooked?
I made quesadillas, actually.
Yum.
Yeah. So that doesn't happen very often.
Who are you cooking for?
I was actually cooking for my entire family.
Yeah? How many people?
Four.
Okay. So four orders of quesadilla, table one.
Yes, four servings. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Cohen, what was the last meal you cooked?
I cannot even remember. It's been too long.
Oh, that's a bit of a worry.
No, I don't think lunch counts, but yeah, no, dinner's been too long.
Speculate. So we're talking, what, more than a month ago?
Would have been, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And what might it have been?
Oh, I know, something very basic for dinner.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. I believe I can cook mashed potatoes.
Who were you cooking for on that occasion?
Probably the whole family, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many people, just out of interest?
Five.
Five of you, okay. Mashed potatoes for five.
Mashed potatoes for five.
Sorry, I know it wasn't mashed potato, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at this from another perspective. So picture for me your ideal dinner menu for a whole week. Now, I don't need to know what every meal is going to be, but broadly speaking, Rafi, what does that menu for a whole week look like?
A variety of different sort of cuisines, but most involving greens and carbs. That's my main priorities.
Yeah. Rafi's main food groups, greens and carbs.
Yes.
Ren, what would your, just picturing your ideal menu over the course of a week, what do you reckon that would look like?
Well, I'd probably be slightly inclined to go for the unhealthy options unintentionally. But
I think there's some intention there. I'm sensing
Yeah,
that.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But I consciously would make the effort to, make sure that my weekly dinner plan would have, would be healthy.
Mm-hmm. How many nights out of the seven do you think you're going to sleep and not have such a healthy meal?
Oh, I don't know. Let's just keep it, safe. And let's say I do a good five.
Okay.
Good five. All right. With the weekend, free for.
An honest, possibly ambitious five out of seven.
Yes. You're
going to be healthy. Okay. Very good, Ren. Cohen, what do you reckon your ideal menu would look like for a week?
It'd probably mostly be veggies, really.
Yeah.
Veggies are great.
Are you a vegetarian?
I'm vegetarian, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Why did you make that decision?
Mainly because the environmental impact of cattle farming is massive, and also just because I don't really need to eat meat, so why would I? Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So do you have strategies to get enough variety on your plate over 7 days without meat? Not to suggest that meat is any way you could possibly get variety, of course.
That's quite hard. I often try to incorporate protein through lentils and chickpeas and tofu. I ate lots of tofu. For non-tofu fans, that probably wouldn't sound very appealing. I know there's a few of them. That kind of stuff, just getting those meat substitutes in there. But also a lot of the time, just a really nice veggie stir fry with lots of nuts and things like that is really all you need.
Okay.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, okay. Well, so next time you're cooking for the panel. So, look, I'm sure there's plenty of room to improve my diet, and so it's definitely not for me to tell you this Are You Ready panel of teenagers what they should be eating, but Rosemary Stanton is someone who's well qualified, and this is her expert advice.
Oh, well, I'm Dr. Rosemary Stanton. I'm a public health nutritionist, and my efforts in life are to sort of try and get Australians to eat healthily, but also enjoyably, so that they enjoy it, that is. Well, this is an age group where it's really important that you think about what you're going to be eating, both if you're at home, because you'll be expected to take a bit more responsibility for getting food if you haven't been doing it already, but also once you leave home. And my most important tip, and the thing that's most important for you, is that you learn how to cook. Now, it's really good to learn that while you're still at home, because there'll be people there who'll be no doubt happy to correct you and sort of give you some advice. But learn how to cook. Maybe if you've got a relative who wants to know what to give you, ask them to give you a recipe book that has nice, easy, quick recipes. Because learning how to cook means that you have far better chance of eating well than if you just go along and start buying lots of takeaway foods or lots of ready-prepared foods. And you also save heaps of money if you can cook for yourself.
So eat better and save money. Thanks, Rosemary. Mm-hmm. And so let me put this to the panel. Who in your life has given you the best or the most useful cooking instruction?
I'd say both my parents, actually. Yeah. I can't pick either one. They're both really helpful when I'm cooking, and they're not the type of people who would be like, oh, let's create a really complex, like, three-course meal, be like something that'll feed the whole family, keep them happy, and that can, like, fit everyone's dietary requirements.
I'm guessing that's quite a common parental strategy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Ren, who's been influential in your development and your cooking skills?
Yeah, my dad's actually been really influential. My mum, she's, yeah, all right, but my dad's, yeah, he cooks for the family pretty much every night.
Yeah, oh.
Unless I... on the off chance, yeah. Go and cook dinner, because I think my family's quite understanding when it comes to schoolwork and homework. And so, yeah, my dad's really willing to take on that responsibility. And I will as I mature.
You promise.
Yes, I promise.
Who taught you to cook quesadillas?
My father. Mm. Yes, my dad.
Mm. What about you, Cohen? Who's been most influential in developing your cooking skills?
Yeah, oh, my cooking skills are still very minimal, but I would definitely say my dad, he's pretty freestyle, so I reckon that's the best way to go about it.
Is your family vegetarian too?
No, just me.
Just you?
Yeah.
How does that work out?
Most of the time it's...
You just have the bit of the meal that doesn't have meat.
Yeah, and then I also often have tofu, eggs. Eggs are great. Eat eggs. chickpeas, lentils. Yeah. We often make a kind of salad.
Yeah, okay. So you can get by. I have another tip from Rosemary. Here it is.
There's also the problem that once you start doing your own shopping, a lot of things look pretty tempting. I remember one of my daughters saying that when she went shopping, she decided she'd buy Nutella because we never had it at home. She bought Nutella and didn't actually know what to do with it and found it still in her cupboard at the end of the university first term. But if you're going to have any of those sort of, you know, more treaty things that perhaps you haven't been having a lot of, then find someone to share them with. Find a friend, because we all want to eat something that isn't really very good for us. So the ideal thing is if you're sharing those special treats with somebody else, then you'll only eat half as much, but you'll enjoy it just as much because you've got someone to share the enjoyment with.
And thank you, Dr. Rosemary Stanton, who's a public health nutritionist. And that sounds like great advice for any age group. If you're going to have a treat, then make it a rule to only have it when you can share it with someone else. So let me put this to the group. What's your food weakness, the one treat you can't do without? Ren?
Ice cream. Yeah. I eat way too much of it, especially when you buy it in those big tubs.
The big tubs. That's a mistake.
Yeah, it's big tubs.
How about you, Rafi? What's the treat that you can't live without?
Oreos. They're so cheap. I just go through packs of them. Like, I'll sit in bed and I'll be watching a TV show and I'll be like reaching for another Oreo. There's no more.
Yeah. Do you know what? I really try not to comment on what people say in these panels, but that cannot be a healthy habit.
It's so not. It's so not.
What are you going to do to control yourself if you can?
I won't take the whole pack of Oreos into my room or stockpile them like I used to.
Okay, good luck with making that ambition become a reality, Rafi. Ren, what are you going to do to control your ice cream? Well, you know, the thing is you're going to be going to the supermarket and you can load it up with anything. You can take 10 5-litre packets of ice cream if you want to.
Yes.
So what are you going to do to – I'm going to just propose that may not be the healthiest thing to do.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to control that?
Well, I think there's certainly wants and needs. And I just have to go, okay, well, this 5-litre tub of ice cream is a want. And is it actually going to be something that I need and that will actually do me any good?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. So, I mean, I could either choose to eliminate it altogether and eat no ice cream, but it makes me kind of happy. It makes me feel good.
Yeah. You've got to treat
yourself. For a little while, and then when you eat too much, yeah, that's another story.
What about Rosemary's tip of only taking the ice cream if there's someone to share it with?
That would be...
Would that slow you down?
Yes, that would most definitely. Or just buying ice cream on the stick.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's pricier. It's pricier.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's start to move to wrap this, and I want to think about your education experience to date, right? What at school, if anything, has prepared you to feed yourself, Raffi?
I think my friends. We're a bit nerdy in that we kind of really like eating healthy and like home-cooked meals. Like we won't really go out.
It's like a healthy bunch of friends.
It's really weird. They came over to my house one night. We just like bought all these veggies and roasted them and made a salad. And it was delicious. So, and like, you know, I'll go to them for being like, oh, guys, what do I have for lunch this week? I've got no time, but I want to have like a good lunch for the, you know, this week, what should I just like make in bulk? And they're like, oh, you know, roast some sweet potato and then like cook some rice and that's like done. I'm like, yeah.
What about you, Ren? What about your education experience? Think about that. What, if anything, at school's prepared you to feed yourself?
Well, I think it would probably just be the home ec classes that I took 7, 8, 9.
Mm.
They actually taught me how to cook. And actually in those classes as well, they educated us on, you know, what to eat, how to eat, and things like that. And so that's
so it was practical and useful, that information? Yep.
Yeah. The only problem is that I haven't really kind of taken that up in my later years. So a lot of my knowledge has kind of slipped away and deteriorated over the time that I haven't been taking those classes, but I think generally my knowledge around healthy food and what to eat and how to eat has kept with me.
What about you, Cohen? Did you go to home ec classes?
Oh, a long time ago. But I think the thing that's most prepared me in my educational experience for cooking for myself and things like that is just the fact that school happens and that I've got to pack a lunch every day.
Mm.
And I don't want to, you know, I eat a lot, so I don't want to just half do it and pack something that's not going to fill me up. So I always try to pack something nice in the morning and spend a bit of time on it. So I think that's definitely probably what's prepared me most, is that I've just got to make myself a nice healthy lunch.
Is that because you can't buy a good vegetarian meal?
Actually, that kind of is. Like, there's definitely a shortage of vegetarian meals in my canteen. We used to have an awesome canteen, which was run by a volunteer organization who would do the most amazing vegetarian meals. But now it's better to cook for yourself, I reckon.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting that a lack of vegetarian options at school has maybe helped to help you to eat healthily yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so let's wrap this. Going to finish it with a quick fire. Raffi, are you ready to feed yourself?
Yes, I am.
Ren?
I would like to say yes, so yes.
Why are you not so sure?
Probably because I'm still living at home and my dad has taken over a lot of the responsibility in terms of cooking for the family and things like that, I haven't necessarily learnt or probably applied myself in the kitchen as much as I should have if I was, you know, realistically thinking about leaving home today. So I think if I really focused on it for a good solid while, I think I'd feel ready.
You get your skills right up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Cohen, are you ready to feed yourself?
Yes, there will be some experimentation involved, but I'd be fine. Yeah.
Okay, panel, Ren, Raffi and Cohen, you've cooked up a storm. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.